From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump stunned lawmakers in a White House meeting on immigration Thursday when he reportedly used a vulgarity to refer to El Salvador, Haiti, and African nations. The remarks drew swift international condemnation. In a Friday morning tweet, Trump denied using any profanity. In other immigration news, President Trump on Friday rejected a bipartisan immigration plan proposed by a group of U.S. senators, saying that it did not properly fund his long-touted wall along the southern border with Mexico, calling it a step backwards. Residents of Senegal's Casamance region are calling on the government to step up efforts to find attackers who killed at least 14 people who had been out gathering wood. Suspicion initially fell on the separatist group known as the Movement of Democratic Forces of Casamance, which wants independence for the region. The group, though, has denied responsibility for the killings, instead blaming local leaders, who they accuse of running an illegal network of teak logging. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said her conservatives have reached a breakthrough deal on Friday with Germany's second-biggest party, the Social Democrats, toward building a new coalition government. The negotiators hope to form the new government by April 1st. Pakistan's army chief says he received a phone call from the head of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Vogel, offering assurances that the United States would not unilaterally hit targets inside Pakistan. Friday's statement from General Kumar Javed Bajwa says Vogel also reiterated Washington's concern about Afghans using Pakistan as a staging area for attacks. This is VOA. Rescuers off the northwestern coast of Venezuela are searching the Caribbean for survivors after a boat filled with Venezuelan migrants sank on its way to the island of Curaçao. Authorities have discovered four bodies washed ashore. They say 28 more are missing. More than two full days after mudslides ravaged the Californian coastal town of Montecito, the death toll is put at 17 on Thursday, with more than 40 others still unaccounted for. Bill Brown is sheriff of Santa Barbara County.
All of the victims are from Montecito, and they range in age from as young as 3 years to a high of 89 years. There are four juveniles on the list. There are mothers, fathers, grandfathers, siblings, and the list goes on and on.
Multiple local, state, and federal agencies are assisting residents after heavy rains triggered mudslides on hills stripped of trees and vegetation by last month's wildfires. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled his planned trip to London. The British press is reporting that Trump was said to be unhappy about the lack of bells and whistles surrounding his trip and the fact that he would not have been able to meet the Queen since his visit had been downgraded from a state visit to a working visit, which carries much less prestige. British media is also reporting that Trump is canceling the trip to avoid very large protests planned by political opponents. A court in Azerbaijan has sentenced an investigative journalist to 6 years in prison in a case criticized by human rights groups. The court on Friday convicted Afghan Mukhtarli on charges of smuggling, illegal border crossing, and violently resisting arrest. Mukhtarli, who had been in custody since his arrest in May, rejected the charges. International rights groups have described the case of Mukhtarli, who exposed high-level official corruption, as part of a crackdown on dissent and independent media in Azerbaijan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is reaffirming Japan's denouncement of South Korea's additional demands regarding the two nations' agreement on the comfort women issue. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said last week the deal was seriously flawed. Under the deal, Tokyo agreed to pay $8 million into a fund to support the victims and offered an apology for the actions of its troops during Japan's brutal rule of the Korean Peninsula between 1910 and 1945. General Motors says it's making the first mass-production autonomous car without a steering wheel or pedals. The company says it's filed a petition with the federal government seeking permission to put the vehicles on the road sometime next year. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.